Welcome everybody to the podcast, and this is a new one because I don't know if you can hear or tell or not, but we have some new microphones set up. So this is an exciting episode. I see you. And as always, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. If anybody is checking us out, make sure you check out Top Training on all our social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok. What else do we have, honey?
Snapchat.
LinkedIn. Facebook. Yes. So you look for Top Training and Mr.
Spotify
Chris.
Spotify playlist.
Spotify, Apple Music. Yes, all of those. All right.
So okay, I got a question for you, Chris.
Talk to me.
Okay, so you've been talking for a couple days, and this is a legitimate question. You know how we talk about, like, chasing? We're talking specifically, and I'm talking about dancers or parents chasing. Let's just say what it is, chasing that scholarship. You know,
literally have the same notes.
Okay, but
for the
listen,
first thing to talk about,
this is something to. Oh Lord!
Oh, we got the little Netflix
Excuse
special
me.
Effect coming soon.
Excuse
Top
me.
Training podcast, dun dun, episode one.
I was like, nobody calls me, so I don't need to do anything with my phone. Dun dun.
I said, we're on the next level with that. I said, how'd you get that?
Special. Okay. Okay, yes. So we're talking about, or my question is this.
Yes.
I mean, I know my answer, but this is just food for thought, if
food
you will.
For thought.
Okay, so we talk about chasing,
things.
Chasing the scholarships.
Yeah.
We know what we're really talking about. We don't really care about the little 150 off or, you know, the parents do, obviously.
Mm. Yeah.
But, and I'm just diving in. Anybody that, you know, most of our listeners will be dance related, so they know what we're talking about. But essentially, it's just that piece of paper. Whatever
yes.
convention you go to.
Whatever they offer.
Whatever they offer. It's the yeah. same thing. It's the piece of paper. It's the runner-up to the best dancer of the year.
Yes.
The dancer of a lifetime. Whatever you're, you know, whatever you're going for. Top 20, top 10, all legitimate. These are, you know, goals and
things you're striving for.
Totally.
Yeah.
Here's my question. So we say don't go, or no, we say, you mm-hmm. know, you and I.
We can say.
Yeah, don't yeah. go chasing the scholarship.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes.
That you're used to?
That you're used to. Hello.
That's the best advice.
Clearly. Shout out to TLC.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yes.
And then we'll talk it out.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay, so we say don't go chasing. It's all about the education. You're supposed to be getting the education, the class, the training. You're supposed to be learning things. That's
yes.
why you go to conventions. That's what you pay for.
Yes.
That is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is not what the kids go for. It's part of it. Okay, but
yeah.
listen, I'll get off subject so quick. Listen, I just thought about this. So we're like, don't go chasing that, da, da, da. But are you, I'm talking specifically about kind of rocking with, let's just do an example. Say like, I'll just throw out any convention. I do not mean this convention by any means because
okay.
I really like this one. But let's just say, just for the topic, let's say Tremaine.
Okay.
We're going to go to Tremaine. And then I'm like, okay, we're going to go to Tremaine, an example of chasing it. Here's the real chaser, right?
We're
going to find the Tremaine in first semester.
Mm-hmm.
Because
when?
Nobody...
When is the first semester? Is that
August through December.
Okay. So this is after summer camps, after...
Yeah, this
yes.
is first semester. Most people don't go and compete in this first semester window. Or that's kind of a older, you know, type of way we did it. But...
Yeah.
You're not really ready, you know, till second semester, to about February.
All right, so we're going in early.
So we go in early because nobody, this is the thought process behind it. And people aren't going to be there. So there will be less people there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy mentality. I'm talking about the
anyway,
competition
yeah.
aspect, whether you're competing a routine or competing for the scholarship.
Right.
I get it. We've done it.
We have.
Okay, so say we're at Tremaine. Yeah. Say we go. Say the first one we get at, you know, get to is the end of September, beginning of October, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that one. Don't get the scholarship.
Right.
That's okay. I've got my plan for the year. I'll go to the next city in November. Get the scholarship. Don't get the scholarship. Say I don't get it.
Right.
You know what? I'm going December. Right? I mean, or you can just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's kind of my example of that's your chasing.
Yes.
Or watch this. Here's another example. You get the scholarship. Say you get it right out the bat, or you wait till February. You get the scholarship. Now we're looking at the, as I always say, you know, hottie toddy, the dotty lotty. Dancer of the year.
We like to party.
Performer of the year. I guess that would be the potty. But yeah. The dotty potty. Whatever you're going after at your nationals or your summer convention, you're still chasing. So say I'm at Tremaine, I get my scholarship, whatever month I get it.
Yeah, and you're ready. You're pumped. You got it. You
now
it.
My mentality is, if I keep going
to
Tremaine, I go every time, they're gonna remember my face or my daughter's face.
You gotta do it again. You gotta run it back.
Yeah. And then if I do like 9 of them, they're gonna be like, we've seen her, we've seen her, we've seen her. She deserves it. These are some of the mental
thought
gymnastics.
Process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or as a parent, right? A parent would be like, you know, if I keep paying them and I keep registering, they're gonna be like, she's committed to our convention.
Mm.
Okay, yes. So there's chasing. There's an aspect of what it means to look like to be chasing a convention for, gosh, and we'll get into why you're even doing that. But there's that. Okay, then I was just in the shower and I thought, okay, there is also, is there any, and I'm going to let you take over your thoughts on this, is there things to be taught as far as persistence?
Ooh.
So say I go in October, November, December, whatever month. Say I go in February and I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, going back from March, I think I'm kind of answering my own question, but, you know, go back.
Happens.
Yeah, because now I'm like, you know, try again, but maybe not 9 times. Anyway,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Tag, you're it.
Well,
here's the flip side of the coin, because I am absolutely not about, because I've done it.
Yeah.
Because I've been a chaser. I've done it every way you can imagine.
Yeah.
And we are non-chasers now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done a full year of chasing because I recognize I'm a crazy lady.
Yeah.
After
Squirrel.
About the third time.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's still hard. I think for me, and I can't even talk about it like I know or I have it down, because I feel like the minute I think I have it down and I'm like, I'm not chasing, then something will come up and I'll start chasing. And the only feeling that I have, and then I have to ask myself, is because it's like you said, that was a good point about you do learn some lessons of persistence when you stay committed to something. But the problem I run into is sometimes the things that I'm chasing is not in line with what I'm supposed to be doing. Because there are certain things, like for instance, when we did, it was a straight hip hop competition back in the day. And there were like things that you had to do. You had to lock, you had to crump, you had to
pop,
wave,
wave.
And, you know, we put together this whole piece, went out there, we did it, and did not do anything. We didn't place anything. I mean, they were letting us know that, you know, you didn't hit the different styles that you had to do. And we had a choice right then, and we obviously chose to stay on our path.
Right.
But it wasn't easy, because in my mind, I was thinking like, oh, man, but if I go back next to locking, I got this, crumping, waving. And I was in my head starting to get the next routine ready for the next time, because I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, just leaving a loser. I got to get this together. And somebody came along from the carnival and kind of let us know, like, you know, they saw our piece that we did. And they was like, you know what? You guys are definitely accepted here and we want y'all to perform. And that showed me. And then when we performed in the carnival, we did our thing.
Yeah.
We did the way we wanted to do it. And it wasn't, you know, what somebody else said was the definition of us having a successful routine or us, you know, following a path. It was our path. So that same lesson, I still have it today where I have to keep asking myself, are you staying true to what you said you were going to do for yourself? Even if somebody else comes along with a shiny toy, is it going to throw you off? Because being persistent and being persistent on the thing you're supposed to be doing is two different things. Because I can be persistent and thinking I'm going to, you know, make it to the NFL or be in the Olympics. But truth is, that's not going to happen for me right now. It could have happened at one point. I mean, I thought I was going to do it when I came, not out of high school, because I decided I was dancing and not, you know, playing sports. But I mean, you know, you just got to make sure you're sticking true to your vision of your goals or whatever it is, whether it's a studio, a personal. And I get knocked off the block all the time. Because I, especially with
social,
especially, I said it again.
It's okay. It's okay.
Especially with social media, because I can see now what everybody else is doing. So it definitely triggers me to be like, well, I want to do that. I saw them post that. I want to do that.
Oh, that's right. Like last night, we were eating? I said, turn it. Because we, you know, you and I both, squirrel. We're like, no, it's not just squirrel. It'll be, well, what did they do?
Yeah.
You know, on so many different levels, we do that, and then we're like, no, quit looking at them.
Yeah.
There's 7 billion people in this world. I think, you know, there's plenty of room.
Yeah. What did they say?
For individuality.
The blinders on. Is that what the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have the blinders on. And then, and only you know that. Only you know if you are staying true to what you said. Like, for us, I mean, I don't care if everybody on my social media feed goes into, you know what, we are going to eat, you know, healthy, and we're going to do it this way for the next 60 days. But if I decided specifically, and if their definition of eating healthy is something that's not mine, like I'm looking at them and they're like, yeah, you know, get some salads, because once a week, sit my family down and we have salads. But it, my definition is, and me and you, like we've been doing, we're like, you know what? We're going to commit to just having this smoothie, and we're going to fill it with spinach and carrots and all the things that we need. That's our goal. That's our thing. I might see 100 different people having different hacks and things you can do, and but I have to stay true to what I said I was going to do. I felt like the smoothie is working. It's good. Fills me up. Puts green in my body. And I'm going to stick to that. And I know when I get off base by looking at somebody else. So I guess it's just a matter of, I mean, you can chase
making sure you're staying.
Yeah, you got to stick and stay.
Persistent to your journey, not somebody else's.
Because sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'll be like, what is my journey? I thought I knew it, and then I'm lost now.
Well, I'm going to say this on the chasing thing. And, you know, of course, everything you just said, I mean, everybody's journey is different.
Yeah.
And everybody's journey is really their own. It's individual. Sorry, I had to light that.
No, I was thinking about it, then I heard it. I was like, oh, wait, we heard that in
sorry,
the
practice. I lit a candle because I liked it.
Vibes. But it's the loud one. They'd be like.
But anyway, so everybody's journey is their own. There's room. Everybody do you. Yeah. Do whatever it is. If you want to chase away. But let me say this, and this is just my opinion, and it is right. Yeah. You like that?
You better know it.
This is one point, though. If you do decide to take your kid or you know, whatever it is in your life that...
Your team.
Yeah, that you're, you know, if you decide, like, this is what we're doing, we're staying with this, because I've done it. We stayed with Break the Floor relentlessly and loved every minute of it. I have nothing.
Shout out to Break the Floor.
Yeah, I have nothing negative to say at all.
Awesomeness throughout
the
years.
Nothing at all. Love it. Still go and all the good stuff. Love every bit of it. However, nothing with Break the Floor, but any type of, you know, these
we've done all of them.
Every competitions, single conventions, type one of
no
them.
No competition yeah. conventions.
But listen, if you, no, not if, make sure you know or that you explain to your child, though, that you are not chasing approval.
Yeah.
You are not Whoa. Chasing someone
Say
else telling you are worthy, you are good enough, you are accepted.
You are
and that
it.
Sounds so...
You're the best dancer.
Well,
I said
well
so.
It's because it's absolutely absurd
yeah.
to ever say one person is the best dancer of the year. First of all, is somebody taking role?
Last time I checked.
What are we talking about? There's about 20 trillion nationals and finals, okay? So if you are chasing, if you are after the, you know, after whatever it is you're after, make sure that you're, and I'm speaking like to parents, make sure you're, or owners or teachers, make sure your students and your kids know that you are not after approval.
Right. Right. And if that's your thing, I mean, whatever that thing is.
You can
is.
Be after the win. Yeah. I'm competitive
always.
As hell. I'm crazy
always.
Lady.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody's good enough and somebody's taste and some, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
It's not judged, gymnastics. It's not a, you know, it's not, it is point system, technique, overall, you know, this, that, the other.
Appearance.
But in general, it is a valid opinion of a judge. And they're not stupid. They are very well educated people, most of them. You know, I'm just saying they are one person.
Yeah.
You've got to be after your own journey, man. You got to be after your own thing, like you said.
And that journey, as we know, it can change. It will change.
It should change.
Yeah. Throughout the years. It shouldn't be. I mean, if I see you 10 years from now and you still chasing the same dream, I'm like, did you not?
Listen, if you spent 10 years at Showstopper, have you learned very much? You've learned Showstopper. You better know that thing. And then, hey, do that.
Yeah.
Take over. Be the manager. Buy it. Be the CEO. I don't care. Get stock in Showstopper.
Yeah.
If that's what your jam is.
But you can only do that if what you're chasing is bigger than the actual thing. Because even just hearing you say that, it's like, well, somebody who does that, well, they have a bigger vision for themselves. They're actually looking at like, yeah, I'm going to start off right here, but one day I want to own my own whatever it is. It could be a competition, convention, a business.
Yeah, then stay in whatever that thing is till you've mastered it. I mean, be like, you know what? I know y'all have all seen me compete at, you know, Mrs. Blue River Mountain, Southside, you know, for 29 years. But, you know, maybe in the 30th year, I opened up my own convention and, you know, took over the world with it because I spent 20 years watching it or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some persistence right there. But like you said, that's bigger goals than...
And sometimes is it persistence or fear that keeps you from wanting to step out? Because I know for me, fear and comfort. I know when I get in my comfort zone, Netflix is in the building.
Stop it.
When I get in my comfort zone, I'm like, I am good here. I don't know why you want to change the whole thing and put a dance studio in our house because I'm fine with it being a living room. Yeah. And then you go, you know what? We can train right here. We can do this. Like when COVID hit, needed a place to train. That's how flexible and committed to a growth mindset you have to be. And that shook me. And that's just a small example. But that shook me out of my comfort zone where it was like, I'm rocking what I've been doing for the last 10 years. I'm fine, thank you. And it's like, yeah, it's time to go in a new direction.
Yeah, y'all, you got to grow.
Yeah.
You've got
no matter
to,
what
not
it is.
You specifically. I'm
All
just saying,
of us.
We got to grow.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to, I don't know. I think, I don't know. I think there's a, lot of dancers caught up in this paper.
Mm-hmm.
This scholarship paper. Oh God! I mean, I love them. We get them. I want them. I would buy them. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it can't be.
It can't
the central focus of everything.
It absolutely has like not a lot to do with your whole future. What I mean, what you're learning is showing up on time, team sports, kindness. Hard work, hydration, healthy eating, you know, your sleep pattern, all of that. I mean, that's a nationals for you right there. So before you are chasing dotty, toddy, potty, you know, not like before, but if you are doing that, you know, just remember to, you know, remember what it's all about. What you're trying to do, we're trying to like
dance educators.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
And we want like
that means some kind of education has
smart
to be the
dancers.
Central focus.
No stupid dancers.
Yeah.
Have a clue.
I'm gonna educate you. I'm gonna educate you how to win. And win good.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
It's a part of it. Just a part. So well, there we go. That was our chasing. I think we need to call the podcast that. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, know what you're chasing. I mean, don't, you know, I don't know. I don't think you should be staying in the same arena for 1,000 years.
Right.
And just, you've got to.
Open yourself up. Open it. They even do that in school. Forget about dance school. Just school. The main thing is, well, it's supposed to be, but to show you some life experiences that you haven't seen before. So you can be like, whoa. We went on a field trip to the White House. I mean, just things that you can do that opens, like these are kids that you're teaching. So you want to always be trying to open up minds instead of going for your own selfish things.
Well, listen, quick thought. And I mean, none of this isn't to school anybody.
No.
I mean,
what I've been through on both sides.
So listen, are you trying to move to Orlando? I mean, is your daughter trying to move to Orlando?
Right.
And then the question is, are they? Maybe.
Maybe.
I've had some students, I mean, become Disney characters and go to Disney College and make great money and
love
every bit of it. Love Disney, love Orlando, and there's so much more, you know, than that. But if you have been to Nationals in Orlando, your entire life, and every single summer, you just drop 10 grand on that convention.
The same one.
Yeah, you know it's 10 grand too. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk
all
about
day.
Yeah.
Easy.
10 days up in there. Maybe 4, maybe 3, maybe 10. Who knows? There's all kinds of different ones. But just, you know, if you've been to Orlando with your studio. Oh God, I have 1,000 times.
But times.
If you're on like your like 7th year straight, consider
something new.
Hey, I mean, some of y'all might laugh at me, Tonsmer. I mean, I took kids to Austria.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was for 10 grand. I took students to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, so and
you
who
definitely
knows?
Hit all of the ones.
Or we've taken our kids to New York.
New York.
I mean, not just our kids, but our studio kids. I mean, so thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's all I have on that. It's just like you said.
Quit doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's not the and expect different results. That's not what I'm talking about. Just quit doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
Try something new. See what you're capable of.
Bruh, get out there. Get yourself
there's out there. So much. Don't let your kids open up their eyes at 18 and have to strip their resumes clean off.
Because none of it matters.
Nobody is going to care if you were Mrs. Sunshine Golden State in 2014. It
right.
has to get off that resume.
So why not, this is what we all say, why not start preparing them for what they're actually gonna do in dance? And it's a lot. There's a lot of different avenues, different styles, different cities. But in that, because there's so many dance experiences that you can have after you graduate high school, maybe, this is just a maybe, this is a maybe for me, definitely, maybe we should start to flip the value we put on education in front of the win of the current time. Like, I won, I got a trophy.
Well,
I
it's
got
all first that's place. Gonna matter when you're up for hiring is yeah. your training.
Yeah. Totes.
Yeah. There is value in winning. There's value in persistence. There's value in going and competing in conventions. And there's so much value to that. All I'm saying is, you know, have you explored other avenues? Because right. it's going to be a whole new world when they're 18. Because mm-hmm. it is when they're 18 and they're like, what are we doing in the summer? And we you're like, I don't this. Know, honey. You're yeah. going to find an audition. Where? In Orlando? No, honey. There's so many other places. Yeah. So give them a try or at least teach them. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I like your opinion, babe.
All right. I that's like good. You.
I love you.
All right.
All right. I think that's it for the podcast. So anything before you go that you want to say? I have a couple of new songs that we put out. That was the note that I put on there because I was like, remember to plug the new song. And I want to ask you real quick before we're done about these songs.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping Challenge, High Five, and Toe Hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say really quick to some of the teachers and teachers' assistants out there that on how to use this? Because kind of what we've been on lately is
okay,
putting out songs and kind of, you know, showing how to use these in class.
And some of these songs are like in short form because I kind of, the last few years, have written some really long songs.
Zoology.
Yeah.
You 7-minute songs.
These, oh, the jump. Okay, quick. Jumping Challenge mm-hmm. is 1 minute. You must do this. Any subject. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Ballet, tap, jazz, tumbling, contemporary, I don't care, young, old, it doesn't really matter. But definitely for your little ones, do this jumping challenge. Is it 30 seconds?
I think it's 30 seconds. Yeah. Perfect.
30 seconds.
It's a 30-second jump challenge.
Yeah,
the one
listen.
That's 1 minute is the one that we do when we go to the school assemblies.
Okay, 30-second jump challenge, just do it for your kids. It is a quick 30-second way to get them to sit down and start listening.
Yeah.
Period. When they are chatty, chatty Kathy, 30-second mm-hmm. jump challenge. Well, it's good for them cardiovascularly, like for sure.
Yeah.
But it just gets them real quiet real quick, so.
Jumping 2 feet, 1 foot,
it doesn't
cross,
matter. Yeah, just
whatever they want to do, let them go crazy for 30 seconds.
Toe hop. Is that one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I haven't done that one yet. I'll do that one on Monday is my next.
What level is that? Did you have in mind when you were writing the toe hop one?
Probably five, okay. 5, 6, 7 year olds.
Yeah. So teachers, if you got, you know, for your 5 through 7 year olds,
I'm going to try it with like my 4 or 5s, but. You know, we'll see. It's fairly simple. Fun. Again, it's 1 minute. So even if they're just lost in the sauce, it's only a minute.
And then what about High Five?
It's so fun, though. High Five. Trying to remember High Five.
Let me see. See if I can pull it up for us. Live on the show. This right here, this is how long it takes me.
No, that's okay. I think that the gist, I would think on this High Five, or one thing I've been on while you're looking is...
Oh, this is High Five.
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
Oh,
freestyle.
This is the freestyle.
So. Yeah, so one person is freestyling, or the teacher's going to start that one.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, dun, 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 high five. They high five a dancer. That dancer takes off. Yeah, super fun. Okay. High five song. It's a combo of kind of freeze dance, freestyle, team work. It's a good one.
Yeah. So teachers, those are songs. If so, taking notes, you write it down. Out. Jumping challenge, high five, toe hop. Oh, and we have tumbling warm up part one. The video is out. Two on the long version is on our YouTube top dance program and Mr. Chris Hip Hop.
It's good. Let it play. Let your kids do it, and just let it rest. Roll. Take that's what it's called.
Pipe down and let this video work for you.
Relax.
Okay, that's all I have. We got to go get our daughter and pick her up. We have a few minutes left. I have one section that I want to close with, and it's this. You posted a motivational quote. Listen, teachers, if you are not following Top Dance Program or Mr. Chris Hip Hop, I don't know what's wrong with you. You got to follow this because we're putting all of this stuff on there all the time, and we're always putting motivational stuff because we need it. Because
I need it.
Yes, all the time. I don't care how many times you see it. When you look at it, it, you know what I mean? We go through so much teaching and giving and giving and giving that this is a space where we try to post things where it encourages us first and foremost, but then we're not just posting it just because we like it, but we know that some of these things can, you know, it can hit different to our fellow teachers out there. So I have one that you posted, and I just want us to close with our little motivational moment of what this post means to you as quick as you can. And okay. It is this one. You posted, it said, if you want to be happy, you have to be happy on purpose. When you wake up, you can't just wait to see what kind of day you'll have. You have to decide what kind of day you'll have. Mm-hmm. When I read it, I was like, ooh, that is so good. But I was like, that'd be great to close the podcast with because we're always talking motivation. So how does that, what does that little quote mean?
Say it one more.
If you want to be happy, you have to be happy on purpose.
Yes.
When you wake up, you can't just wait to see what kind of day you're going to have. You have to decide what kind of day you're
going to have. Oh, I think because we have no idea what kind of hit me with that is we don't know what kind of external factors are going to come our way in any day. We don't know our future.
Ooh.
We don't know anything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Within our day. Mm-hmm. We are not guaranteed 1 second. I tell you all the time, I'm like, you know, I mean, I get in my funks all the time. I'm not talking like weekly. I'm talking about on the daily.
On the daily.
On the daily. On the hour. I'm like, ooh, I want that. Ooh, not fair. Ooh, I want that. God, I wish I had a new car. God, why do my windows look crazy?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate these sweats. Why didn't I pick up? I mean, it goes on and on and on and on in the self-talk.
Yeah.
I do have some things that instantly change.
Yeah.
You know, moods, and whether it changes moods or just kind of changes my attention.
Yeah.
Either way they work. One is working out and one is anything productive. Anything that I know I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
It could take 5 minutes. It could take 5 hours. Completing, checking off something, and exercise always. Oh, and eating something green. Those are my personals. I'm like, whew, that'll change my mood. So I guess when you have to decide on purpose that you're going to be happy. I mean, that is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the thought. That is the thought. It's not like it says you have to decide. I don't wake up and say, today's the day. I'm going to be happy all day.
Mm-hmm.
What I did say to you last night, though, I think it was about 6, 7 o'clock, and I said, I'm going to not complain tonight.
Right.
If you didn't know, we're dancers and we're not young. So, you know, in pain.
We're the OGs.
In pain a lot.
Oh.
So making just a choice, you know, like I was like, I am not going to complain.
Yeah.
you know, for the rest of the night. You know, I'm just going to kind of not do that. So I think it's just making making choices to either, I don't know, divert.
Yeah.
You know, and just, mine is more just making the choice to do the things that that change my funk, and I'm guaranteed that I will change it. I guarantee myself.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to guarantee, I'm not going to get the negative attitude or the aspects. I'm not, those will come, but I have made a commitment kind of to myself.
Yeah.
That when they, you know, when the negativity and the crap, you know,
yeah,
starts flowing, that I'm like, wait, we said we weren't going to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%. I like, for that quote for me, I'm going to jump in on what you said, because that actually, while you were saying it, it just made me look at it in a different way. Because sometimes when it's like, I'm going to make a decision to be happy, it's just fake. It's not real. It's not, for me, it's not real. But what you said was the realest thing ever, which is, I don't know if I have the power to make myself be happy or even to decide, but I know that I can decide to do some things that I know once I do them, the thing itself will make me happy. So if it's like, if working out is one, well, that's going to have to be a decision, and I can decide that. I'm like, a little sore today. Don't think I want to play tennis. But if at the beginning of the day, not waking up going, I'm going to be so happy, it's going to be amazing, but I just go, yeah, I don't want to work out today. Not feeling it. It's raining. We might as well skip. But if the decision is no, and it helps too that I have you to hold me accountable.
Yeah, y'all find somebody, find somebody that you can keep your commitments with. It makes it a lot easier. Yeah. But it's the decision to... how about just the decision to like recognize the negativity.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. That's it, guys. We got to go. End the podcast. We're heading out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check us out. Top Training, Mr. Chris Hip Hop, all the social medias. And, we're up out of here. Peace.